Pickaxe.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to a very special mailbag episode.
Man, I can't wait to check
you love these.
Inside my bag.
Have a look. Open that sack of.
I'm peeling it open right now, and what do I see? A letter, just for me.
Who was it who said the other day that people only come to my door if they have something to give me, like a present, like a letter or package, or. No one should be coming to my door unless they're dropping off something for me. Maybe a child. I don't know. Like whatever it is.
What
in your
about
case.
People who turn up at your door and drop off the gift of knowledge of our Lord? Do you like those?
Right.
I haven't had any of those in a long time.
Nah, me neither.
They always try and debate me. I'm always like, I'm sorry, I'm an atheist.
I think COVID killed them off. Yeah, well, it didn't kill them off, but I think it just like put like a spanner in the works for them, you know?
Yeah.
I think too many of them got bitten by dogs or... You know what I mean? And I think they maybe just looked at it and were like, look, this is not giving us the return anymore.
Yeah.
They just looked at the numbers and were like, it's just better just to go to Africa or somewhere.
I think you're giving it far too much, thought. I think there's just not enough people that want to do it. I honestly expect that's the thing.
Well, they're forced to, though, aren't they, though?
What, often? By their god? You shall go to the doors of the people that are at home during the day and bother them. But, Lord, why? Why must we go to the doors? Because you've got to do it.
I command thee.
Don't question me, I'm God.
It is written in
Look,
the
I just
Bible.
Writ it. I've just writ it. Therefore, tis written.
Thou shalt cold call to doors.
Knocketh thee on the dwelling of the unbeliever.
It says right here in the scriptures.
Oh, man.
Right, do you guys want some emails?
Yeah, I would love one.
Hit me up.
This is from Luke.
In my mind, though, I thought you were actually opening in real letters. So when you said emails, it kind of pulled me out.
Oh, I'm
of
sorry.
The...
Here, hold on. Let me just... Russell the mailbag, here we go.
Can you print them out next time?
Fuck off, I'm always doing the paper and the ink. I refuse. So do you remember that lad whose car broke down?
No,
vaguely.
Okay. This was sent in October, so we did speak about this on a previous podcast.
His car broke down, right? And I said that maybe the engine was flooded?
It wouldn't turn over. So it was replacement starter motor.
Oh.
Dad advice points to Perion, apparently.
So by the way... I owe my cleaner an apology because for a long time, I've been living in this flat like 3-4 years now, right? And for a long time, the washing machine's been a bit fucky, okay?
Right.
I got the plumber around finally yesterday to have a look at it. And turns out, ever since I've lived there, the hot water has been plumbed into the cold water.
Oh, mate.
Oh.
That's intake. A bloody nightmare. Who put this in?
The classic.
So I owe my cleaner an apology because she's shrunk like a bunch of my clothes.
Oh, I think she's
like,
she
I put it on a cold wash, and I'm like,
but so
okay.
It was on like a massive, like a hot. So wait, you got a cleaner that comes in and does your laundry as well?
She does one. She puts a load on when she's she puts one load on because I leave it.
How
like
often
half
do you get a
sometimes.
Cleaner? Once a week?
Once a week for an hour.
For an hour, right?
So she just does whatever, like Hoover or whatever's needed. She's great. Love her. I love her to bits. So sorry, but it's fine. It should be fine now, hopefully. I don't know whether it's fucked the washing machine, though, from years of hot water go through the wrong bits, you know?
I assume these machines, like your dishwashers, your washing machines, they have like temperature monitors in there. So the water goes in, certainly for my dishwasher, the water goes in, and then I think it's cold if you open it early on and it gradually heats up. So I assume when it gets to a certain temperature, it says, all right, that's hot enough. So you'd hope that it just stops and goes, oh, it's hot already. And so, you know, it just doesn't bother.
I think that is what's happening.
Yeah.
But I also think what's happening is it was like, because the hot water pressure is not as high, so it wasn't like getting enough, but also it was like... It was like stopping cycles early because I don't know why. Like maybe it couldn't. Maybe it was like it wouldn't do a rinse cycle or whatever.
Because right.
It couldn't. I don't know. It was like, oh, this. I've got to wait for this to cool down, and it's like never cooling down.
Yeah, that could be.
Anyway, I'm excited. I've started to have like nice fresh clothes again, and I'm like, oh, finally. So I've gone through and like washed everything in my flat.
I've got basically the like a hole in the ground in my front yard the size of a swimming pool, because we're having an extension put in on the ground floor of our house. They've had to dig like a big ass hole, but the weather's been terrible recently. There's been a lot of rain, and the hole just keeps filling up with water. Like the guys will be working, it'll start raining. You won't see them for the rest of the day. They come back the next day. There's just like fucking 2 feet of water in there. Like it's pretty bad. It's made me realize that I would absolutely hate being a outdoor laborer,
an
construction worker.
Yeah,
it would fucking suck big time.
It does sound like it would suck. Just hard. There are a lot of people that want to work outdoors all the time.
Yeah, sure.
And but they feel that working indoors. Oh God, I'd like to be cooped up in an office all day. But yeah, I don't see it as being cooped up. I see it as being inside.
It's more comfortable for sure. Like, I think working outside in the summer is probably great, but like in the winter, no. I don't want it.
Indeed, no.
Yeah.
It's a no.
In the rain and the snow and cold wind and everything, blech. No thanks.
Which countries do you think are the most densely populated in the world?
The United Kingdom.
I'd say parts of China, right? Isn't Hong Kong have the highest population density?
United Kingdom is 52.
Wow. What about Brunei?
I think Brunei is quite big. 137. It's massive.
I think Jersey's got quite a high population density.
Jersey
for its
size. 13th on the list.
So let's think Japan.
Though Japan's all the way down as well.
There's got to be parts of India and China but
India's
that
fucking
top the list.
Huge.
It's fucking huge, man. But have you seen some of like the conditions that people live in like some of the big cities and stuff?
He said country that is the most densely populated, not country that has the most dense population spots.
Yeah,
correct
Japan's
me if I'm
higher
wrong.
Than India.
So you're trying to find
very small places that have a high population.
Belgium.
Yeah. There's a couple the couple you know that are obvious.
Guernsey.
Yeah, Guernsey, that's higher than Jersey.
There you go. Great. I won't say Sark because I think there's like 10 people that live there. It's like, it's small, but like, it's not densely populated, you know? I think the population is dense. But I don't think it's pop. It has
no.
A
it's
high
not.
What about somewhere like? Dense. What about like Haiti?
Haiti.
Yeah.
Okay, you're going abroad here. Haiti is again decently pop. 32nd.
Okay.
32nd. Right.
It's better than Belgium, but less than India.
The Isle of Man.
Isle of Man. No, that's not all that densely populated. It's 86th.
Less populated than
Jersey and Guernsey. It's actually some of these little city states.
Gibraltar.
Gibraltar.
Singapore.
Gibraltar is fifth. Singapore is third.
Right.
You're getting it now.
Yeah. It's these like small
I thought Brunei was one of those city state things. That's my
The Vatican.
I think you're thinking of Bahrain.
Oh, the Vatican is very lightly populated. Hardly anybody lives.
It's gotta be, right? There's only like the Pope and like
Vatican
Mrs.
is the
Doyle.
Same population density as Jersey.
No way. Holy shit.
Yeah, so interesting. The most densely populated places are Macau and Monaco.
Right.
Of course.
They're actually very, very small places. Monaco's like 2 kilometers squared.
Yeah.
And Macau's really small, but it's got a lot of people in it. In Hong Kong, Singapore, yeah. Densely popular. But because Jersey was so high up the list, I was like, you know, I feel like I've walked around Jersey, and there's a lot of farmland. So
no,
even
but when you're in the when you're in town, it's like especially during like you know busy periods like lunchtime and stuff like that, it is very 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 busy.
Well, yeah, but you go anywhere at lunchtime, it's busy. It's fucking
no,
packed
but
in
I mean,
Bristol
it's
busy.
You can't even walk in Jersey like at lunchtime. It's so busy. It's
we're
like,
not saying the population density when a football game's on.
No,
I think that messes
no,
it up.
No. Hey, speaking of football, not quite a football game, but. Well, me and my wife, we don't do much, you know, like we got too many kids and like there's not a lot of time to do stuff or whatever. But sometimes when something rolls around and you get excited about it, you just got to go for it, right? So this summer on July the 8th, I think it is or something, we're going to see Blur live at Wembley Stadium, baby. I've never
for
even been before.
£140 each. £140 a ticket.
Well, man, I mean, you know, it's like they're not even really an active band anymore. So it's
yeah,
like
I
it's
know.
The nostalgia.
That's why
you know?
I wouldn't pay £140 for them. They're going to be dog
well,
shit.
No,
they might
be
scalped,
about?
Though, great. For the old... did you buy tickets through Ticketmaster or some scam site?
No, I think we just bought them through a scam site.
Sorry, did you say Ticketmaster yeah. or a scam site? Interesting.
Well, Ticketmaster. Isn't Ticketmaster just a whole... scammy scalping thing where they but I watched a whole thing where basically you can basically Ticketmaster work with resellers to like just sell the tickets on their own
yep.
site for up
they
up
don't
prices.
Give a shit they don't
yeah. it's
give a
awful
shit.
Place yeah
but it's one of those you know you gotta if you want to do something and I mean that's how
yeah,
much
yeah.
it costs I mean I can't get
you
around
have to
it.
Navigate the world somehow
yeah exactly
and man, that's going to be out of your comfort zone, Sips, going to Wembley Stadium. And...
Well, I've never been to Wembley Stadium, so I'm excited for that as well. Like, it looks pretty cool. But yeah, to see a show as well, I think it's going to be great. I'm like really looking forward to it. And we get like a night away from home, and we've already got like my mother-in-law drafted in to look after all of our kids while we're away and stuff. It's going to be great. Holy shit. Excited.
It's not a million miles away from you, is it? Wembley
no.
Stadium.
No, no, it's like
Zax.
Wembley.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like what? It's like 30 minutes from Heathrow. It's like not that far.
It's easy to
do. Do you ever yeah. hear like football from your local? Because Twickenham rugby ground
yeah.
is near you.
So,
do you hear it? Like,
yes.
During the
Twickenham, if the wind is in the right direction, it does make a difference. You do hear the big England games. Like sometimes we'll be watching them on the TV if it's a big game, if it's like, you know, the, what is it? The Six Nations or whatever. We'll watch it, chuck it on. And you can hear the cheer before you see it on TV. Cause there's
oh,
that
wow.
slight delay, which is great.
Yeah, yeah.
So you know, when we've scored a try, cause you can hear it. But the Quins, Harlequins, that is the ground is closer to me than the stadium. Cause I live on the sort of west side of Twickenham.
West Side,
yeah. And that's a reasonably well-attended sort of Premier League rugby ground, and yeah, you can hear that really, really well.
Nice.
But the thing that you can hear even better is whenever they have a big concert on, you can hear that. Like from Twickenham, you can hear. I think I can't remember. It was a big metal band. It might have been Metallica or something like that. You could hear that all
yeah.
across Twickenham, which was very
Man.
Cool. But a few years ago, this would have been about 4 years ago, Elton John did a big tour and he played at the Quins ground and we could hear every song. I sat in my garden and listened to the whole concert. It was pretty cool.
Holy
but
crap.
I do wish I'd gone. I could have gone. It's so close. I could
he's,
have gone.
He's done now, right? This is his last.
He is, but he can't really sing anymore, bless him. And he's pretty
No, but like
old.
This is his last tour that he's on right now.
Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah,
like,
it is,
You're running out of time to see him. If
well,
if you
I mean,
to
you know,
him.
I'm
well,
a,
he's not
I
very good now. I should have seen him when he was.
I should have seen that previous
when
tour.
He could sing.
Yeah, he sounded great.
yeah,
yeah. All right.
Yeah, now it's a he's a much he got a much deeper voice now, eh? Like
yeah.
a candle really? In the wind.
And he sort
like
of does this wreck a herrick there, bear, even more than he ever used to. Like
yeah.
it's just
I just think
bad.
It's just because he's not got the lung capacity to blast
him
out.
I got a very similar situation close by to my house. We have a outdoor bowling club close by. Man,
do you mean like
are,
lawn bowls?
Yeah, lawn bowls. Ah. Fuck me, they're so loud sometimes.
Oh, really?
Like they just, yeah, I don't know what the hell they're doing over there, but like. And if there's like, you know, any excuse to light off a couple of fireworks as well, right? Like they get down there, they got their PIMS out and they're lighting up fireworks and stuff. I mean, yeah, I got kids that are trying to sleep, you know, like I wish they'd keep it down. They're really rowdy.
You guys got to be careful. People just look around at a house with a big hole in it outside it near a bowling club in Jersey.
It's a small place. I mean, you'll probably find a dozen houses that fit that description, you know?
Oh, I suppose. Yeah. If you ask around.
Yeah, yeah.
Everyone knows you. Yeah. Everyone knows each other.
I know.
Do you guys want some emails on this mailbag episode? I mean,
holy shit, yeah, it's been 15 minutes. We haven't even had a single email yet.
No, we had one.
Oh, yeah. Whoops, wait, what was the content of the email, though?
Because it was just a guy saying, it was literally one line saying
that you got it right about his car.
It was the starter motor.
Yeah,
wow.
I just thought it would be a nice little update for people who were
worried. That is a nice little update.
Your car detective work was spot on.
That is a sweet update.
So this is from Harvey. Hi, guys. Love the podcast, etc. Just to let you know, I'll be attending the grand opening of Liverpool Hooters next Monday. To watch all the World Cup matches. Man, I can't wait to see some titties. All the best, Harvey.
Hey, Harvey. Yeah, good luck. And make sure that you send a follow-up one-liner email with an update on how it went.
Tell us how the titties were. Yeah. I want a description. No pictures, please. That would be a bit weird.
Lewis is going to go to Hooters for the first time in his life on his 40th birthday. So that he's excited for that. We might go. Actually, might even go to Liverpool, eh? Get some titties.
We might do a live podcast from there.
Yeah. Hey, we're on location inside the newly opened Hooters in Liverpool. Let's cut to Lewis. Lewis just got like a face full of tits, like can't even muffle the speech.
I'm reporting from inside the Hooters.
Oh man!
All right, this one has to be a lie. No way.
Okay,
this has to be a lie.
Sure.
I work for one of the largest producers of minoxidil in the world, a hair growth drug. Now, this has to be a lie because the one in The Simpsons was called Demoxynil.
Right.
So unless they have actually made a drug and called it minoxidil as kind of a reference to Demoxynil.
Which, so one makes your hair grow and one makes your hair fall out?
No, but The Simpsons episode, one of my favorite episodes where Homer gets the Demoxynil, makes his hair grow back, and gets a fancier job at the power plant.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
That's
yeah.
called Demoxynil.
Right.
So this email from Dawson Lewis, he says he works for the producers of minoxidil. So either is a play on minoxidil, or minoxidil... So it is.
Yeah, they couldn't use the real name. Okay.
A lot of the drugs we have these days have been around for a very long time. This is I've Googled it. It's Rogaine. It's developed in the late 1950s.
Yeah. Rogaine has some crazy stuff in it though that can make your like heart rate go up and stuff, right? Like if you've got like a weak ticker, apparently you shouldn't use it or something. Okay. Like there's some stuff.
This is because a lot of these drugs. Are developed for common things, like usually heart stuff or in high blood pressure, things like this. Right.
And then it's a side effect.
Yeah. That's what minoxidil was originally used for. It was originally used to treat high blood pressure.
Right.
And so what happened, and that happened with Viagra, and it happens to all these things. Like a lot of these things are just, they fuck with your brain chemistry.
Well, what's the deal with Viagra, though? Chemicals. Like I know what it is, obviously, but I don't know like much about how it works. Like if you take a Viagra pill, do you just have a boner for like hours and it will not go
away?
No, I don't believe that's the case. As I understand it increases the blood flow to that particular part of your body, which shall remain nameless. Because this is not a smutty podcast, obviously. It's your dangus, right? But I think it doesn't just give you a boner.
Right.
I think it just encourages it. So if you're having trouble, then it can assist you. But essentially, if you can't get a boner at all, then it's not going to help. That's my understanding of it anyway.
I thought that even if you couldn't get one, this would just give you a boner. But like you're stuck with it for hours sort of
thing.
No,
I don't think that's the priapism. Drugs wear off. That would be called priapism.
Oh,
which
is an
uncontrollable boner. The medical condition is priapism. I read an article about a guy who injected... Fucking people are nuts. Injected cocaine into his dick.
And that doesn't sound too nuts to me.
No, it really doesn't. And
this man sounds like a pioneer.
That didn't sound too smart to me. But yeah,
that's what they said
nuts.
About people who discovered the new world back in the day. And now look at us.
He's nuts. He's a genius. So he did it so he could fuck longer. And apparently, I don't know, I'm sure it feels like you've got a dick full of cocaine or whatever. But it gave him priapism. And basically, if you have it for too long, it could cause very, very serious condition.
You can even lose your dangus.
He got gangrene in it.
Shit.
On examining him, brace yourself, everyone.
Okay.
The doctor said his penis was swollen, as expected. However, it was also black, ulcerated, and oozing a foul-smelling discharge.
Oh, my fucking God.
Yikes.
That doesn't sound Christ. Great.
Do
that
not inject great. Cocaine into your dicks, everybody. Yeah, it's not the play.
Stop. Please stop.
Oh,
the
my
dick.
Gosh.
His clinical condition slowly improved, so he refused any surgery.
I love that. It's fine. Leave it as it is.
I feel like you are just in hell if you get to the point in your life where your penis is ulcerated and emitting a foul-smelling discharge.
Oh, no. Yeah, discharge. I think that's about as bad as...
I would want to be dead at that point. I would just say, forget surgery. Oh. Fucking shoot me right now, like in the face.
Well, the problem
I'm done.
Is, this is like one of those decadent rich people problems. Do you know what I mean? It's like these people who are so crazy about like living that wild life, you know, of cocaine and drugs and sex and all this. It's not us, guys. We're playing World of Warcraft.
Why do you need to inject cocaine into your, like, if that's your lifestyle, the party lifestyle and stuff? Just do cocaine normally and just have sex. Like, it's, you know what I mean? It's, what's the, well, maybe, what's like, how do you get to the point where you've decided that that's the next step?
I think a drug addled mind makes odd decisions, though,
I suppose. You know? But like, I don't know. I feel like if I was happy enough just doing that, I would just, you know, I wouldn't change it up much. You know, I'd get my cocaine, I'd find myself a sexual partner, and then I would just, I would go ham every time, you know? I'd just keep it consistent. Okay. I wouldn't want to like branch out too much, start injecting things into my dangus and stuff. No, thanks.
This is great advice, I think, for all of our listeners.
Yeah.
All
right, well, back to minoxidil.
Keep it simple.
To preface, Rogaine. There are a slew of factors that affect an individual's hair loss. Many of them are typical diet, exercise, stress that you hear repeated ad nauseum for most conditions. To grossly oversimplify, a lot of hair loss can be reduced down to tofu nutrients getting to the hair follicle. And for Lewis, once a follicle is dead, it is dead. So if he does want hair transplants, minoxidil, whatever, act soon. The gene that would make an individual predisposed to hair loss are found in the X chromosome, which would have to come from the mother, as they only receive the Y chromosome from their father. Yeah. The tale of look at the mother's father is because if the father has hair, then there's at least a 50% chance the X chromosome the mother gives the child would be inclined towards better hair. Fun fact of the day, dick size is similar in that it's also governed by the X chromosome.
Nice.
So if you've got a big Lyndon B. Johnson, you can tell people your mother's packing. By the way, bonus what I hate answer. I absolutely hate when you so quickly jump to one end of the spectrum on a topic and campaign for that side, but then admit to not knowing anything about it 2 minutes later. Fuck off.
Welcome to our podcast.
Like everyone on the planet.
Yes.
Fuck off. Thanks for the email. Fuck off.
At least we have the self-awareness, though.
Yeah, geez, we're not fucking taking it seriously.
Opinions
lads.
Might not
well,
be.
I am.
Maybe opinions suck.
This is my livelihood.
Generally.
I don't know about you guys, but I take this very seriously.
I hate the idea that opinions are given equal weight to facts.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you think these are facts, you're an idiot. You're an idiot. Yeah. You're an idiot. You're an idiot.
We have neither good opinions or facts.
Yeah, good. I think I got fairly decent opinions, you know. I know the Adele one didn't go down too well with you guys or whatever, but like I take full responsibility for that. Maybe it's a bad take or whatever, but did you guys ever go down the Buble rabbit hole about the weirdness with Buble? No, the more like the domestic side of Buble.
No, I didn't.
The dark side of Buble.
I looked briefly, and when I saw the headlines, I was like, I don't want to read about this. Because Mrs. F is still going to play that shit at Christmas. I don't want to have to continue
mention
it.
I understand.
Well, I think it turns out that, again, it's the cocaine into his dick type situation.
It's gotta be, right?
He's been fucked up by fame,
yeah,
maybe.
I think he has been.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Just like too many people adoring him and telling him he's great and... It's ruined him. You need some people to tell you your shit occasionally or else you'll turn into a fucking asshole.
I know. He should stream on Twitch because people will tell you your shit at everything all the time, every day. Like, I think he could thicken up his skin, you know? Just do a stint, You know, just like a year.
I don't
year
think you should be the one, though, streaming to tell people their shit. Okay, don't tell people their shit. Just let anonymous internet people tell people their shit.
Yeah,
okay?
Well, you think it's...
I think that's probably why he's feels abusive. He's probably calling his wife all these shit, names yeah and stuff.
He's just... Yeah. You suck,
I mean,
at that.
There's a seesaw there. Just be nice. Be nice to people,
yeah,
all right?
Good yeah idea.
Good idea.
But not too nice to Michael Bublé.
Yeah,
no,
fuck
Bublé. Right?
Yeah, fuck him.
This is a... do you reckon, by the way, do you reckon Michael Bublé says things that rhyme with Bublé?
Nothing rhymes
life
with Bublé.
Well,
yeah,
you say
give
that,
me one
it's
example
about
of something that rhymes with Bublé.
All right, cook my dinner or you'll be in Trublé.
Okay, but that's good. I'll give you that. But nobody would ever say that. It's too like...
I'm saying I think he replaces words like instead of calling it rubble, he calls it Rublé.
Right.
And so on. I reckon he does that.
Clean up all that Rublé.
Yeah, clean up the Rublé that's lying around.
Do you
here
think when he turns up, he's going on a summer vacation to Russia, and when he lands in the plane, he goes to the foreign exchange desk, he's like, Bublé needs some Rublé?
I honestly think he does. Yes.
Does rhyme. Like Santa's sleigh. That rhymes. Yeah. Right?
Bublé's here to slay.
Bublé's here to slay. That would be a very different kind of band, though, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Before we carry on, have you been naughty or nice this year? Well, just like Santa knows, your ISP also knows what you've been searching on the internet. Even private mode or incognito mode don't help. Your ISP will sell your data to advertisers and other not very nice people. So give yourself the gift of privacy this Christmas with ExpressVPN. You can get 3 months free. ExpressVPN.com/Triforce. The app works on all your devices, phone, tablet, laptop, whatever, and it's super easy to use and super fast. I don't even know it's on, and it gives me peace of mind and lets me get around those annoying content blocks that stop me from watching the television shows on Netflix in America that I want to watch. So you can get 3 months free, expressvpn.com/Triforce, expressvpn.com/Triforce. Take yourself off the naughty list and sign up today.
So this is from a minuscule penis haver. Says, do we plan to retire ever? And if so, would we keep the Triforce podcast going?
I don't know. I plan on retiring for sure. I just don't know how long we can stay even remotely relevant for. Like, it's the space that we operate in is a young space, right? Like,
there are 3,000 things that rhyme with Bublé.
Jesus Christ.
This is why we can't internet ever retire. We have this kind of vital research.
I feel like
Guy Fawkes
like
Day. I mean, I
Guy Fawkes Day rhymes with Bublé.
Well, day just
cabriolet.
Yeah, cabriolet. Yeah, cabaret.
Bublé, I'm looking the Bublé for a cabaret two-syllable rhyme for Bublé.
Oh, there's loads of two-syllable
go
ones.
On.
Airway.
Oh no, that doesn't rhyme.
Bouquet. Buffet.
Bouquet, I'll give you.
Child's
bouquet
play
and Bublé goes well. Child's play doesn't because it's too different. Like
foul
I'm looking
play
for a no. That's no good.
Shenanigans.
No good.
Hey, horseplay.
That's three.
No,
what do you want?
No good.
It, what do you
it's
want?
It's a cop Monday out. It's a cop out rhyme.
Ass play.
Nikkei.
Ass theme play and Bublé. That goes well.
That's the one you were looking for.
That's what he wanted. Yeah.
There we go.
Toupee. How about that?
Toupee.
That fits with what we're doing.
Toupee fits with
Bublé. Frappe. What about like a frappuccino, like a iced frappe?
That's a French. Frappe. I believe that's French for a shot in football.
Hit.
Frappe the goal.
Frappe la balle.
Really?
Means hit. Yeah.
I think it's just a... Isn't it a French football player?
Frappe
no,
Mayfest.
That's Mbappe.
Oh.
So Mbappe. They would say Mbappe. Frappe ballon.
Frappe Mbappe.
Frappe ballon. Oh, that's so cute.
Frappe
ballon. Ballon.
How do they say goal? I can't remember. Le but.
Le but.
Quel but. They call
quel
it but.
But.
Quel but. Mbappe. But my neighbors are going to start wondering. So the guys working on the Russian spy house have torn down the back of it and are rebuilding the conservatory
man,
that
man,
had
maybe,
fallen apart.
Maybe there's like some weird space-time continuum like rift or something. And actually, this whole time, the spy house, you're looking through a portal and seeing my house in Jersey because it sounds like they're having very similar works done to their place. You know what I mean?
You're not having a conservatory put in, are you, Sid?
No, not a conservatory.
That's very
out of
date.
That's like fucking
conservatories.
Yeah, it's called an orangery these days.
The 1980s, it was a long
time
ago. I don't think anybody has them built anymore, conservatories, because they're really energy inefficient.
Extremely
right?
inefficient. Yeah. My old conservatory was the least energy efficient thing.
It just
I've
like
ever
it's like
in.
A like a fucking black hole for heat house
for
heat.
Moolah.
Right? It just disappears in there. It dissipates.
An orangery sounds so fucking amazing. I'm looking at the orangery Wikipedia article and it's all like there's like little they're like little castles built in beautiful landscapes in like Prussia and Belgium.
Well, that's a very fancy name for a fucking conservatory, basically. But even conservatory sounds fancy too.
It does, but it's like when I think of a conservatory, I think of that show One Foot in the Grave from like the you know the late 80s, like early 90s.
Yeah, or Keeping Up Appearances.
Yeah, yeah, or Keeping Up Appearances. It's like that era, right?
When One Foot in the Grave was
Richard,
such a good
we
show.
Have to get a conservatory. Yes. The neighbors have built one and we need one.
I'm trying to get this conservatory built. Yeah, and he's always angry with people.
That's literally what that show would be. It
was such a good show.
I watched the first ever episode of that show the other day. It's interesting because in the first ever episode, he's still working. He works as a security guard at a big company.
Yeah,
and,
he gets a few odd jobs along the way as well. He's like semi-retired.
He doesn't want to retire though. Like, and that's the whole premise of the show. It's that he's forced to retire.
Yeah,
but then he's miserable because he just has fuck all to do.
Sitting around the house.
He's sitting around the house, like
getting caught up in dog shit things. He realizes, God, this is also petty. Yeah. And now he has to deal with the neighbors and stuff like that.
Yeah,
Angus
Deaton
was his neighbor, I think.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. It was a great show. It was really good.
It was very funny.
He's only supposed to be 60 years old.
Yeah. I loved his wife was great.
He was the actor that played Victor Mildrew. At the time, was only in his 50s. Like, he's still going. He's like 86 now or something. He's like, might even be in his 90s. I might be wrong about that.
Oh my God, you're right. He's 86.
Yeah, there you go.
Wow. Wow, there you go.
Victor feckin' Mildrew.
All right, let's do some fucking letters or else we're not going to have any put through.
This is from James. What are your favorite snacks? That's his email. What are your favorite snack foods?
Oh man. Right. I like to have mini cheddars, you know, if they're around. Potato chips, you know, like the little grab bags of Walkers, like salted or like salt and vinegar or cheese and onion, you know, like you get those like six pack variety packs or whatever. I don't know. My
really
mother-in-law brings
those,
them over for the kids, and then I just eat them all.
Mini cheddars are great, especially the red Leicester flavor. Apparently, although I haven't had one in years.
More of a traditionalist when it comes to mini cheddars.
Pat Films did a thing where they went through all the best UK crisps, and it was like it's kind of strange because
Skips.
At some point in my life I have eaten
Quavers.
Every single one of these, you know, and you can kind of recall
the real McCoys.
Yeah, it was
I
really
like
interesting
those.
Watching them. In a way, like, you know how sometimes you watch these YouTube things where people try things that you've never tried, right? Like, it's all these Korean chocolates. So they're, like, trying to describe them or whatever. You know? It's like, these are some sweets from Australia.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay. And then, but doing the British one, me knowing exactly what everything tasted like was kind of interesting. I used to love a Timeout wafer, you know.
Oh,
like,
yeah, nice. What about a Dime
a
bar?
Nice.
You ever have a dime?
I don't think
bar?
I've ever been
a double decker. You ever had a double decker?
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Well,
or a boost?
A while ago.
Oh man, boosts were nice.
Can't eat boosts though. They got nuts in, haven't they?
Oh shit! Yeah,
yeah.
Or at least I seem to recall. Maybe
no,
not.
I'm pretty sure they do have.
I've got to be a little bit careful.
You gotta can't eat it. He can't have any nuts.
Or maybe not. Maybe it is just. Maybe it isn't nuts. I've wasted my life not eating a boost.
You gotta get on
nuts
it.
In.
You'll love them. Man,
but
go treat yourself right after we're done.
Well,
go to the shop and
sure.
You got a co-op like right close to you, right?
I'll have a boost for lunch.
Go get a boost. Yeah,
we should. This is
don't have a boost. It might kill you. What are you?
No,
talking
well, I just looked it up. The
it's
ingredients
nut
say no nuts.
Well,
I don't
guaranteed.
Know why I thought it had nuts in. Yeah, lions do. Obviously, they got
lions got some nuts. You can't have a Snickers.
Bar?
You can. You yeah. So you've never had a Snickers bar before?
No, never had
Holy
a Snickers.
Holy man. Wow.
Well, I life, feel like I have, though, because it's just like a Mars bar with a
life. It's not at all.
Excuse me, sir.
It is not
Let's
at all.
Let's calm down there, Lulu. All right?
What do you mean?
Mars it's has like some bar. Fucking weird foamy shit inside it.
The nougat.
The nougat,
or
yeah.
They call
but
it.
But Snickers does not have that. It's got like more. I don't know, man. They're nice. Have you ever had a Snickers ice cream bar?
Oh, yeah, they're those excellent. Are fucking my kids love those. Yeah. But a Mars ice cream Snickers. Is also very pog.
Yeah, Mars ice cream.
Oh, I remember
nice.
Having
I'd,
a Mars
have
ice cream
one.
Thinking that was pog. I was never a Mars bar fan, I've got to admit. This is a very 90s.
My kids don't watching... like them, so we get them all the time. Like, they went trick-or-treating and they won't eat them. So it's just like free Mars bars, yeah.
Bizarre.
I know.
There's this,
weird.
Doesn't there's like this them. Thing on Netflix, which is feels like an advert, but I know it's not. It's about in the 90s, there was this Pepsi points thing.
Yeah.
Where you could, you know, collect
Pepsi points.
Wrappers. Pepsi and points. get like a sunglasses and a leather jacket or whatever. From
yeah. Was this
Pepsi
was
points.
Like the Puff Daddy Mace era, right? Of
it was all
rapping.
Of, it was a very interesting time.
The
where...
bling, the bling era of
yeah.
Crystal Pepsi. They had the crystal clear Pepsi. Remember when Van Halen did the ad for that? The crystal Pepsi, crystal clear
they
Pepsi.
They got some huge stars to do stuff for them. Obviously Pepsi had like Michael Jackson.
They
sing.
Had the Right Now song. Ben
it's
Halen,
the Pepsi
remember?
Generation. You know, he was like doing.
That.
There were tons
you,
of these.
If
they
you
were
drink
praying.
Pepsi, honestly, there's something wrong with you. It's disgusting. I'm sorry.
I don't mind well, Pepsi. I think Pepsi is technically bigger than Coke. If you
I
know
I
it
don't
sounds,
think that's
no,
I don't think
actually,
so.
it because of the it's because of PepsiCo's holdings in other companies and stuff. They're actually the biggest.
Right.
Yeah, they're huge.
Oh right, they own like water.
I think Coke as a brand is more well known. And more popular, but actually Pepsi is a bigger company. Actually, much bigger company if you look into
Interesting.
It.
Interesting,
crazy, yeah.
Citation needed. But yeah, the documentary was about how in the advert they said, you know, if you collect 7 million points, you'll get a Harrier jump jet. And that was like the whole sting of the advert, right?
Yeah.
But there's this kid who found out a way to get that many points and then tried to claim a Harrier jump jet from Pepsi.
From Pepsi.
So it's a story of all these people.
It's very good.
It's very 90s. It's very kind of.
It reminds me of that McDonald's one that they had, the Monopoly. With the organized crime thing.
That was a great story.
Yeah, that was cool.
Oh, what, the Monopoly points?
Yeah, the Monopoly game.
Yeah, so
were,
interesting.
Yeah, that was an interesting one.
It's like where marketing collides with like gamers, basically. People try to game the system or exploit the system and get one over on these people. But ending up getting more publicity out of it as a result, but not on purpose. You know, I don't think they were looking for a lawsuit, but it does make the news at some point. It's such an interesting world. But yeah, the guy. Let's go back to the mailbag because we've done snacks.
I
we
think
don't
a Harrier
I
jump jet
really
would
snacks.
Look really good on my driveway.
I try and eat like. I try to eat a banana. There you go. That's my answer.
Banana's a decent snack, honestly. Like, but I'm like, I think it's more like if you're just grabbing something. I like naked bars are kind of nice, you know, like or like just like peanut bars are kind of nice.
Oh my god! Someone brought Cashew some nuts. Mini Colin the caterpillars into the office, and
oh,
I was eyeing
yeah.
them up yesterday.
Those are fun.
And I think if I wasn't vegan, I would have had one of them.
I've actually had a sore stomach from eating too many
of
those
vegan?
Before.
Are they not vegan?
They're
I thought
definitely
they made
most of the M&S. Most of the M&S sweets are vegan now. Yeah,
not the Colin, like not the chocolate ones.
I didn't. I did. Oh, the Colin the caterpillar.
Oh,
cake.
Sorry, I thought you meant the gummies.
Oh no, they're little like Swiss. They're little mini rolls for you know. This is the thing, right? Like. It's about laziness. You don't want a Colin, right? It's difficult. You have to cut it up. You need a knife.
These are mini bite-sized ones.
These
yeah.
are ready cut-up ones.
Yeah.
They're much more middle
They're
class.
They're good, yeah.
Than...
You know what we do when it's the kid's birthday? We get the big one that you have to cut, but we also get the bite-sized ones.
Oh,
just
that's
like,
ingenious.
Just for fun, like on the side.
Just
you know?
For overflow.
Yeah. Well, it depends on like how much
I think,
cake is
I think
consumed.
Colin the caterpillar is middle class cocaine, isn't it?
It's
not
great, honestly, because
they're fucking No, chowing down on bite-sized Collins.
The thing is, though, they're so handy because, like, getting a cake made is a pain in the ass. Like, if you go to a bakery and you have to order it and pick it up and stuff, they only do certain sizes. You end up with way too much cake. They're fucking expensive. Like, Colin the Caterpillar serves, like, what, 8 people and it costs, like, £4. Like, it's a no-brainer. It's, like,
it's the perfect,
it's perfect
blend.
Yeah. Because you're not like, man, you're not making a meal of it. Like, you're putting one candle in there, you're singing happy birthday to a 3-year-old, and you're moving on with your life. Like, you know what I mean? It's fucking, I hate getting like, going like, you know, like I said, the bakery and getting a cake and fucking icing with writing on it and shit. Like, it's so much hassle. Like, I don't know.
So I've had an email from a guy called Jared. It is probably over 1,000 words long.
Right.
And it's incredibly rambling. I don't know what is going on here. He said, I'll skip the pleasantries and get right into it. And then there's just all it starts off with this sentence, the myth of the fat gladiator and okay. other historical misconceptions. Jared, I don't know if anybody's going on about the myth of the fat gladiator.
I've never heard of the fat gladiator.
I don't know what that even means.
No. He says, the myth of the fat gladiator is a common misconception that Roman-era gladiators were a bit chubby. The logic being that the extra fat could allow for superficial cuts that looked good to the audience but didn't cause significant damage. Ooh. While anyone who thinks about it for more than 10 seconds realizes how ridiculous this is, I've heard it spouted from Colosseum tour guides to popular history YouTubes. All right, Jared, what a weird thing to get angry about. I don't think anybody gives a shit about the myth of the fat gladiator. That's incredible.
I do now.
Now I'm intrigued. It rambles all over the place.
That's the point.
He calls
this man
the
is giving
world,
us content.
Well, just Jared. Wait. Yeah, he then goes on to say that much of the ancient world was super gay. He also says Christopher Columbus was a genocidal maniac. He talks about what Jesus really looked like. And then he signs off with a giant selfie of his torso, which is magnificent. But one of the strangest emails I think I've ever had. It's far too long to read. It's incredible. It talks about the Ice Age, brain size, Alexander the Great, the size of penises on ancient statues. Jared, just trim it, dude.
Oh my God! Yeah, there's a book. He must have just read this book called "Naked Statues, Fat Gladiators, and War Elephants: Frequently Asked Questions About the Ancient Greeks and Romans." And it just, it's obviously, like, interestingly, a callback, the naked statues are of Priapus, the from Priapism.
Priapus,
which we mentioned
like from
earlier.
Priapism, yeah.
Holy and crap. He basically, the reason they had these statues of guys with big dicks was to scare away birds. That
about
is apparently.
How about
I
that?
I find my big dick has the opposite effect when it comes to birds.
That was good. Man. That was good.
Well done, sir.
Thank you.
Oh,
thanks.
Well done.
Oh,
so many about baldness this week. Here we go.
When did we even speak about baldness to warrant
We mentioned it a couple of weeks ago.
Oh,
we it's talked, just gone I, out. I said, does it really come from the mother's side? And so I've had biologists, doctors, a guy that works for Damoxenil, all of these people emailing to talk about it. So we get it. No more emails about baldness.
Wait,
please.
What is the answer? It does come from the mother's side.
Apparently so. Yeah, that's the deal.
I'm just trying to think how much hair my grandpa had, my granddad. I don't think it was very fucking much.
My maternal grandfather had a shitload of hair, so I don't know what the fuck happened there.
Oh, well, there's always an exception to the rule, I guess.
Yeah, me, as usual, the exception to the rule and not in a good way. This is from Luke. On a previous mailbag, you spoke about gross foods from Europe and the UK. I think we talked about surstromming and some other things.
Yes, we did.
Yeah.
So then this is just clearly a bait email, but I'll say it anyway.
I will step into your trap, sir.
Yes, I willingly. Whenever the topic of gross foods is brought up here in the US, you may be shocked to learn that the first food mentioned is always beans on toast.
Whoa.
What?
I had that yesterday.
He says, I know that Flax's immediate response will be to put down American foods. You are correct, sir. But these are typically gross for being overly greasy, sugary, and processed, whereas I believe beans on toast is a texture issue to most Americans.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, I get it. But, I mean, Americans do eat beans, refried beans and stuff.
Indeed.
Like And they do eat toast, and the two complement each other fairly well. Like, you don't necessarily have to have the beans on the toast if you don't want, but like...
Right. Well, this is a thing that happened recently on Great British Bake Off. They had a Mexican theme, right?
Yeah.
The American audience went mental. They lost their mind because we in Britain don't share a border with Mexico. So we don't have like that much familiarity with Mexican cuisine.
Sure. But a lot of like I was reading about the popular like potato chip flavors in North America and America, Canada and the UK and like the differences and coming back to this like shared border with Mexico and you know access to the rest of South America or whatever, a lot of American potato chip flavors are like chipotle and stuff like that, stuff that you wouldn't find in Canada or would be popular in Canada and certainly not in the UK. Like it's just not right. Like the UK has like roast chicken, cheese and onion, salt and vinegar, you know.
This is what happened.
It's just totally different.
So Great British Bake Off did a thing with peanut butter and fruit, right?
Right.
Okay. And apparently, the quote is, one viewer wrote, apparently Siberia just introduced the British to peanut butter and jelly. And the thing is, it's a huge thing in America and it's not a thing in Britain. Peanut butter and jam, peanut butter and anything. It just, and that, you're right about the cultural taste profile thing.
But then over here, you'll have peanut butter. You can buy little things of like peanut butter and apple. Like, and people eat that as a snack because it's like, you know, good like energy food, right? Like you can get that. You can get that at any supermarket. Yeah. It's like become like a snack, you know, like you can get like a thing of like apple segments with like a little pot of peanut butter. Like you can get them at Waitrose.
We definitely don't see eye to eye though on like some stuff across the channel.
Sure,
across the pond.
Yeah,
you know, like I think that us. I think a lot of Americans do watch Great British Bake Off. It's really a global show. A lot of people watch it from, and I think that they're often surprised by the things we do and don't know. And it is. There are certain things.
A lot of British baking involves root vegetables as well, though, right? Which is not a huge thing in other countries. It's only really big probably. In Britain because that's the only goddamn thing they could grow for like decades, like before and after both of the world wars, right? When they had like heavy rationing and stuff like that. All they did was grow potatoes and carrots because that's all that can grow over here, basically. So, like most, it's not a surprise that most of their cuisine is like stapled with root vegetables as well, right?
Yeah, I think it ended. I think the episode ended with them conceding that it does work and the combo is complementary.
Sure,
as, you know, but I think that this is like a common issue really in the world. It's that. You don't realize, like, we get so much American information about the elections and the Supreme Court and all this stupid shit. We hear about it all the time. And yet,
all the time.
We don't watch, like, we don't know any references to any of the sport or any of the late night stuff or any of the.
No, that any stuff of those doesn't TV really shows. Translate, though.
Because also, there are a lot of celebrities in the States that just have zero presence over here that you still hear about. They will make jokes on sitcoms, on late night shows, and all the rest of it. About people that we have no fucking idea who they are.
No.
Yes.
Yeah.
And those shows still come over here and they will make these references, especially also about products and places. And it's like, this joke just doesn't translate at all, which is fine. I mean, you know, if people made a joke about Milton Keynes on a British show, no one's going to fucking know what that means in the States. Are they? They're not going to have any idea. So,
but then the same can be true the other way too. Like, can you imagine somebody from America watching Only Fools and Horses? Like, they just wouldn't fucking have a clue.
Yeah, no,
what was
exactly.
Going on,
like, it's just one of those things where, you know, there are always going to be specific cultural references that are just not.
But whenever I think about this, I think about that. A thing where you've just heard of something and then you seem to see it everywhere.
Yeah,
right.
Whatever it's called. So because, you know, so often if you don't get a joke, they're on to the next one already. Or if you don't understand a reference, you don't remember that. You're not like, oh, I better look up who, you know, Prue is or whatever. Do you know what I mean? You don't have to do that in your mind.
Right.
But as soon as you've heard of something oh, now that you know peanut butter and jelly is a thing, you'll be seeing it everywhere, right? Like, right. As soon as you realized that that was part of the culture.
Yeah.
It became...
I used to have peanut butter and jam sandwiches in my lunch when I was a kid all the damn time. Like,
all the time.
I might go and enjoy one now. You know, vegan.
You can't have peanut butter, Lewis.
That's true.
I mean, things have changed a lot nowadays, though, right? I mean, do kids even still take packed lunches to school now? Like, or do they just
both
get
my kids do
Deliveroo like to the school?
No, both my kids do. Like, they have.
They get my Uber Eats.
My youngest can have school lunches. My eldest has a canteen at work at her school.
Yeah.
That does all kinds of cool sounding food, but. After a while, they get sick of it,
yeah,
and they would rather have something they made themselves. But as I point out to them, you guys do realize that you have pretty much the same thing every day for your lunches. They're like, yeah, but it's what I want. They don't mind if it's the same thing every day.
Kids kind of thrive on routine and consistency, though, don't they?
Yeah, but apparently not when it comes to having the same thing at school every day. Yeah. It's weird. Like, my daughter will, so you can get paninis there. Like nice. A nice, fresh, hot panini.
Oh, wow.
And she's like, I've got sick of paninis. I'm like, yeah, but you're just taking the same
just
dog
give me
shit
a mini
sandwich.
Colin the Caterpillar.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, but I get it, though. Like, if you're eating a panini every day for lunch, like, I would want to, like, get something different, you know?
Beans
like,
on toast.
What about, like, chicken burger Tuesdays? B&T. Like, you know, like, spice it up a little bit.
Sloppy Joes.
Get some Sloppy Joes on a Wednesday.
Like, the prison rotation.
Get some fucking pasta in there, too, like, on a
Arctic
Thursday.
Arctic roll. Yeah, all right, let's stop, because I've got to go.
Sorry, guys. You got to go.
Make it a slightly shorter one than normal, but thank you for joining us for this mailbag. We've got loads of letters. We'll do them.
My God.
We'll do some more.
No more about
week.
Baldness, please. I've got, like, 50.
Baldness. All right. Good.
Okay.
Just generally don't write letters in response to the mailbag episode.
Yeah.
Okay?
No. Just,
otherwise, it's like a never ending cycle. Oh,
don't
I suppose that's
ever
okay.
reference Flax and don't look at him in the eye either.
Yeah, okay. Please.
All right. Thank you, everyone. We love you.
Bye.
All right. Bye. Bye.